Welcome along to Amp Next Gen, episode 13, and this is the spin-off show of our usual podcast, the Age Group Multisport Podcast, with me, Richard Conway. And this podcast is following three athletes who are trying to qualify to represent GB at Age Group, and in this instance, it's all duathlon. And we've already seen Jerry and Danny do their races, and in a couple of weeks' time, it's the turn of Harry. And Harry's racing over at Mallory Park. And his training seems to be on point. I've been watching what he's been up to this week on the social medias. And he sent me a couple of videos that we've put on our YouTube channel, AmpGB. And if you haven't had a look at that channel yet, head over there to YouTube and see what him and the other guys have been sending over that we've been able to put on the channel. Little bits of training and racing pieces. So yeah, have a look. And if you like what you see, please do subscribe. And if you've got any questions or comments, just stick them in the comments box. And that would be cool. And thank you for your support. So without further ado, let's hear what Harry's been up to this week. And we'll see you on the other side.
Hi, Rich and Amp listeners. So, God, I'm 2 weeks out from Mallory. This week's been another really solid week other than yesterday's ride. So on Monday it started out with a 50k club ride with Canterbury Bike Club, as it was Bank Holiday Monday, Easter Monday, whatever you want to call it. So we went out towards Sandwich, had a coffee, and then rode back. But on the ride back, we got two punctures in the group. Well, one person got two punctures on the same wheel within the span of about 10, 20 minutes. So that was fun. And then, yeah, so that was about 50k in about 2 hours, which was nice and gentle. Then on Tuesday, it was the first VC deal session, chain gang up at Bets Hangar, which wasn't too bad, other than the fact that it was actually absolutely chucking it down the whole time, pretty much. So I only managed to do about 43k altogether, which included my ride from the train station and back to the train station. So, but overall, not that bad. So that was about 2 hours. Then on Wednesday, I had a track session, which was 10 by 400 meter reps, which you can see one of the videos of on the AmpGB YouTube channel. Yeah, so that was pretty solid. I was on pace for all of the reps. It ended up being about 7.5k in about just under 45 minutes. So that was another really solid session, even if it was really tough, but I got through it. Then on Thursday, I had a bike session, which I would normally do up at Bets Hangar, but as my parents were away, I couldn't get up there. So I did it in the evening around the Canterbury Ring Road, as it was nice and quiet. So it was 3 by 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, as per usual. So I managed to do about 35k in an hour 27. So considering that it wasn't closed roads, and that it was very windy, I was pretty happy with it. Then on Friday, I had an easy long run, or kind of like a steezy run. So my target was to try to keep my heart rate below 145 BPM. My max heart rate got to 161 at one point, but my average was about 143, so not too bad. It was an hour and 5 minutes run. I completed about 9.1k, so I ran at about 7 minutes per k, I think. Yeah. ran about 7 minutes per K. So I was pretty happy with that, as I was mostly focusing on just keeping my heart rate low. Yeah, that felt pretty easy. Then on Saturday, this Saturday was a good day for me. I had parkrun. So I went down to the Deal on Warmer or Warmer and Deal, whatever it is. It's those two places, parkrun, which, unlike Pegwell Bay, is a full 5K. So I got down there with the target of running sub 21. So that was before I knew what the conditions were going to be like, and it turned out there's a long straight from Deal Castle to Warmer Castle, and the whole way up to Warmer Castle was headwind. So that was fun, very, very fun. So I started out reasonably quick. I think I went about 3:55 per K for the first kilometre. And then once I hit the turnaround point, I Deal Pier, I basically just sat on people's shoulders the whole way up to the second turnaround point. So for that bit, I think we ended up averaging about 4:10 per K, 4:10 to 4:20 per K. And I did occasionally try and go out to try and make a move to the next group, but the wind was just too strong. So yeah, I didn't, and so I just ended up sitting on until the second turnaround point, which brought us back with a tailwind towards the finish, which was about a K to go. So at that turnaround point, I basically just kicked, ended up just pushing at about 4 minutes per K just to target that sub 21, as at one point I was well below pace. So yeah, I ended up running a 21:04 5K, which was a massive PB, as my previous was about 21:21. So I was really happy about that. Wasn't quite the sub 21 that I was hoping for, but I know that I was basically in the red the whole time, because my max, I got up to my max BPM, which was 203, and averaged 193 BPM. So I felt good throughout the whole thing, but I was absolutely shattered the next day. But luckily, I had my protein straight after. I drank everything, cooled down properly, brought my mum in as she did the park run. So I did my cool down while she was coming in. I ran it really well. And then I sat in at the right points, then kicked perfectly. My max pace was about 3:23 per K. And yeah, I was really happy with that. And yeah, so that was Saturday. And then Sunday I had my normal swim with Active Life Tri, which was a mixture of hypoxia and freestyle technique or front crawl technique. So that was fun. A bit of kick, which wasn't fun because no one likes kick. If you do, how? Then after that, I was meant to have a 50K bike ride, but it got cut short due to losing one of the bolts in my cleat midway, which meant that the cleat was too loose to ride back. So I got to Bettshanger, because I was planning on riding out to Bettshanger and back. So I got there, I saw that my cleat was missing a bolt and it was really loose. I was like, that's not right. So then I had to call my dad in. He was able to come pick me up. I rode home and the first thing I did was order a new pair of tri shoes and cleats. And I've had to bin the old ones because the insert that the bolt joins into has just completely fallen into the shoe and is now unusable. So yeah, that was not fun. Having to spend £60 on a new pair of shoes and cleats. But yeah, I managed to do about 27k in an hour. So yeah, I was happy with that. Managed to get into the TT position a lot. Just get comfy, just holding that position ready for Mallory. And then yeah, this week, because I'm recording on the Monday as per usual, I've got a recovery week, which is well needed, as apparently my fatigue levels on training peaks are like through the roof pretty much. So yeah, so today or Monday I've got a rest day finally, because last week I didn't get one rest day. So yeah, it's just building up and building up and building up, but my fitness is getting really like solid and I'm feeling really confident for Mallory. Yeah, so I got one or two brick sessions. I've got a duathlon, a training race, which I'll probably do up at Betts Hangar on Sunday. It's not an official one. So, yeah. So I've got two bike rides. I've got a couple of run sessions. I've got one bike ride, one run session, one gym session, two brick sessions, and a duathlon. So that'll be fun next week, and I'll see you in the next one.
Cheers, Harry, as ever. Very concise and detailed report there. Like I said, another solid week. And well done on the PB at the park run. 21.04, yeah. Very, very good. That's where you want to be just before you're racing. So, yeah, couldn't be going better, I don't think. And well done on the recovery as well after the park run, because that's all important. And I'm so happy that you're feeling confident for the race as well, because that's a massive part. You've done the work, and your coach will be happy with you, and you've got that confidence going into it. So it's all going to plan. So well done, and thank you once again. And that's about it for this episode. If you'd like to get in touch, it's the usual. You can email us at agegroupmultisportpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at amp_1967. We're on Facebook at AmpGB. And we're on Twitter, which is now X, at Age Group Multisport Podcast. And as I said earlier, our YouTube channel is AmpGB. And go on, head over there and have a look at our YouTube videos and support the channel. And if you've got anything that you'd like to add to yourself, any videos that you're currently doing and putting on Instagram, send them over and we'll get them put on there and other people can see what you're up to that probably don't follow you on Instagram or maybe Facebook. Just send them over to us. Always looking for more content. So that's it. Until the next episode. Remember, stay safe, keep training, and love the process.